Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The FBI director says the man who killed 49 people in an Orlando nightclub shows strong indications of being radicalized online. NPR's Kerry Johnson says authorities are searching for a motive and insight into the shooter's life.
FBI Director James Comey says agents are searching the electronic devices of Orlando shooter Omar Mateen for clues about whether anyone helped him carry out the deadly attack at the Pulse nightclub.
So far, we see no indication that this was a plot directed from outside the United States, and we see no indication that he was part of any kind of network.
Authorities say the shooter's motives are confusing because he expressed support for the Islamic State and some of its terrorist enemies. The FBI is looking at its work to understand whether it missed any clues when it interviewed Mateen three times in 2013 and 2014. At this point, Comey says he doesn't see anything the FBI should have done differently. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is saying the deadly nightclub shooting in Orlando was, quote, a moment when all Americans need to stand together. Speaking in Cleveland today, Clinton said the nation's deadliest modern-era mass shooting breaks the country's collective heart. Clinton earlier today said people should not fall into what she calls the trap set by the gun lobby. She says if elected, she'll push for laws that would prevent people on no-fly lists from buying weapons and also put in place tougher restrictions on purchases of assault weapons. U.S. Army attack helicopters have now entered the fight against the Islamic State. NPR's Philip Ewing reports a strike announced today marks the first time they've been used in the conflict.
The AH-64 Apaches deployed to Iraq earlier this year after Baghdad asked for more help in preparing to try to eject ISIS from the northern city of Mosul. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told reporters that the aircraft are now operational and that one of them attacked a vehicle being used by the terror group. The heavily armed Apache has a proven combat record in Iraq and Afghanistan, but the helicopters fly lower and slower than the fixed-wing aircraft that have been striking ISIS up until now. American troops aren't supposed to have a combat role in Iraq, but deploying attack helicopters will put pilots closer to contact with hostile forces and at greater risk from small arms and surface-to-air missiles. Philip Ewing, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of software developers got an early peek today at the latest iteration of Apple's digital assistant Siri and also learned more about new tools designed to let developers actually work with the company's artificial intelligence systems. Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook also joined company officials in showing off a new operating system for the company's Apple Watch, designed to open apps faster than a previous version. Renewed emphasis on other products comes as Apple's iPhone sales have begun to level off. Investor jitters to begin the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 132 points at 17,732. The Nasdaq dropped 46 points today. You're listening to NPR. The man accused of opening fire, killing nine parishioners at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina, will face a jury trial. 22-year-old Dylan Roof had requested a bench trial, but U.S. District Judge today ruled jurors will determine whether Roof is guilty or innocent of federal hate crimes. If he's convicted, jurors will also hear arguments on a possible death sentence. In Baltimore, more testimony in the trial of a police officer accused of having a role in last year's fatal injury of a young black man in custody. Fellow officer and co-defendant took the stand today. Kenneth Burns of member station WYPR reports Officer William Porter was called to testify against Caesar Goodson.
Officer Porter told the judge he told Officer Goodson that Freddie Gray wanted to go to the hospital and that Goodson should go because Gray, quote, won't make it past booking. When prosecutors asked if Goodson agreed with him, Porter took a long pause and then said, sure. Gray died after suffering a broken neck while in custody. Goodson faces the most serious charges, including murder and manslaughter. Porter, whose trial ended in a hung jury in December, faces retrial in September. He fought an order to testify against Goodson all the way to Maryland's highest court. That court sided with prosecutors, calling Porter's testimony in the public interest. For NPR News, I'm Kenneth Burns in Baltimore.
Undersea explorers now say the wreck of the Andrea Doria off the coast of Nantucket appears to be far more deteriorated than first thought. According to the Washington-based OceanGate submarine crew, they spent two full days at the wreck this month, capturing more than a dozen images. The Italian ocean liner went down in 1956 after clotting with another ship, killing 51 people. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.